Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is July 21st, 2015, Tuesday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 80 of the Follow English Podcast and today I'm going to be speaking about since and for, or rather how to use since and for with present perfect simple and present perfect continuous. Before I start, let me remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list and you can also subscribe via iTunes and you can subscribe via Podomatic or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. And keep sending emails to info@followenglish.com.br. In case you have suggestions or questions about grammar, about vocabulary, or about any ELT-related issue. So let's get started then. Since and for are two signpost words. I like to call them signpost words because they normally indicate you have to use present perfect or some perfect form. It could be past perfect as well, but some perfect form, especially in the case of since. In the case of for, you can use for with other verb tenses as well, but this is not what I'm here to discuss today. So let me briefly introduce the difference between since and for. So since is used when you want to refer to a specific point in time, for example, since 2005. And then if you want to talk about activities which are ongoing or let's say unfinished events from a specific point in time until now, going all the way till now, then you would use present perfect simple, either present perfect simple or continuous, and since plus a time expression referring to a specific point in time. Example: I have lived here since I was a child. In this case, I'm using present perfect simple. I've lived, I have lived, and then here since I was a child. For, on the other hand, is used when we are referring to an amount of time and not a specific point in time. So by amount of time, I mean quantity of time. For instance, for 2 years, for 3 months, for 10 days, something like that. So one example of using for with present perfect is I have lived here for more than 50 years. I have lived here for more than 50 years. Or I have lived here for 50 years. So in this case, for plus amount of time. So this is the difference between since and for. Since refers to a specific point in time when an activity began or started, an event started to happen. And for is used to refer to an amount of time for how long this activity or event has been going on. Some other examples of since and for, like since, I can use since plus a phrase, like since the day I got married, or since my brother was born, or, you know, so I could use a phrase as long as I'm referring to a specific point in time, in the past, I mean. And I could use for with a bunch of fixed expressions like for ages, for a long time. Yeah. In this case, it indicates a long time. So I've been living here for ages, or I haven't heard from John for ages. So I haven't heard from John for ages. Or I have I have been teaching English for a long time. Then there is one more point here that I would like to talk about. You might be you might have noticed that I gave you examples with present perfect simple, like I have lived, or I have done, I have been, I have studied, I've have. In examples with present perfect continuous, when I said I've been teaching, so that's the continuous form, I've been plus the main verb in the ing form, I've been teaching. So this is an example of present perfect continuous. So you might be wondering, what is the difference? When do I say I've lived here for a long time, or I've lived here since I was a child? And when do we say I've been living here since May? Or I've been living here for 3 months? So when do we use the present perfect continuous and when do we use present perfect simple? This is, before I answer, let me tell you that I could do a whole episode with lots of examples. And here today I'm just going to give you a brief explanation and a couple of examples. So when you use present perfect simple, you then in this case you are focusing on the accomplishment. So for example, living in a place for a long time, or working in a place for a long time. So you could say I've worked here all my life. So all my life, or I've worked here since I was 25 years old. In this case, using since and using present perfect simple, because my focus here is on the accomplishment. So something that is hard to achieve, the achievement, the accomplishment. And I would rather use, I should use present perfect continuous in this case, if my focus is on the continuity, continuity, I mean, the fact that this is an ongoing activity and it will probably go on for longer. When I say I've been living here for 3 months, only 3 months, you see, so I've been living here for 3 months. So probably what I want to focus on here is the activity and the fact that this is an ongoing activity. Of course, if I use verbs which, let's say, represent activities that have a very, or that go on for a very short period or have a very short duration. For instance, Joseph has been kicking a football against the wall all day. So this implies in the repetition of that activity. So if I use the present perfect continuous for activities which represent short activities, let's say short duration events, then it implies in the repetition of that event. So if I say, if I'm a butler, I could say I've been opening this door for 25 years, but I wouldn't probably say I've opened this door for 25 years unless you want to focus on the accomplishment and not on the repetition or the continuity. So this is it. We use present perfect continuous for when we focus on the continuity and how the fact that this activity is going to be ongoing. And when we refer to short activities, then in this case, it means that our focus, we are in fact implying on some sort of repetition. Like, I've been telling you about this problem for more than 2 months, instead of I told you, because I've told you about this problem since 2 months, for 2 months doesn't really make sense, as here your focus is exactly on the repetition. So I've been telling you about this problem for 2 months. So this is it. Maybe I can do another podcast episode on the present perfect to speak a little bit more about this difference between present perfect, simple, and continuous. But anyway, I hope you're learning something. Keep listening and sending emails to info@followenglish.com.br. And I'll see you next time. Bye!